You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, this is Tim Rice. Welcome to my podcast, Get Onto My Cloud. Welcome to my third podcast, my third edition of Get Onto My Cloud. And I thought this time I would give you a little indication of what I've been doing with Elton John over the years. I'm amazed to see that I've written about 40 songs with Elton. I wrote 22 with him for the show Aida, theatrical show on Broadway, which did pretty well. And I've written around 10 for a film called Road to El Dorado, which I'm going to talk about a bit later in this podcast. And of course, I wrote 5 with him for the original Lion King film, and 2 or 3 more for the Lion King show, and then 2 more for the new Lion King film. So it was an awful lot of stuff that Elton and I have done over the years, and it's probably going to be more than one podcast to talk about them all, particularly as I don't want my podcasts to drag on for too long, anything more than 20 or even perhaps 30 at the outside. I think people tend to lose interest, however gripping it can be. Now, the first song I ever wrote with Elton John was in 1981, and it had nothing to do with any film or show. It was just a one-off track, and it was on his Jump Up album. At the time, Elton was writing with 1 or 2 other people apart from Bernie. I mean, Bernie, of course, Bernie Taupin was always his number one brilliant genius go-to lyricist. But in 1981, for whatever reason, he wrote 1 or 2 songs with the great Gary Osborne, who's a wonderful lyricist. Songs he wrote with Gary included Blue Eyes, Little Genie, Part-Time Love. So he wrote some great songs with Gary. And Gary, of course, wrote the words of War of the Worlds, which was Jeff Wayne's project. And he also wrote the lyric for Amoureuse, which was a big hit for Kiki D, one of my favorite pop songs of all time. Gary is a good bloke, so I hope he's listening to this. Anyway, 1981, I had a lyric lying around, which I'd written for another project with Andrew Lloyd Webber. And that project never happened. And that's another story. And the song was called The Legal Boys, and I rather like the lyric. And I think Andrew actually wrote a tune for it, but if he did, I've either lost it or never heard it. But anyway, I sent this lyric because I knew that Elton was entertaining the idea of 1 or 2 other lyricists at the time, apart from Bernie. I sent him the lyric, and he liked it. And to my amazement, it was recorded on his Jump Up album in 1981. And here it is, The Legal Boys.
Your accountant called this morning. There was springtime in his heart. He couldn't wait to tell me how he'd pull our lives apart. And the letter from your lawyer lies unopened on the tray. I'ma get around to reading it later today. Walking round the lonely rooms, I see everything the same. But sadly, it matters what was purchased in my name. Whether this or that was paid for belongs to me or you. Having 7 years together be divided.
Together
There's a lot I'd like to tell you, but I can't get past your guards. I do not speak their language, and they hold all the cards. I would rather call you darling than defendant in the case.
That was The Legal Boys from Elton John's album Jump Up, lyrics by me, tune of course, and performance by the great Sir Elton, who was not Sir Elton at the time. Now, I didn't really have any contact, great contact with Elton for about another 10 years. Occasionally I ran into him and he was always very friendly because we started out together in a strange way with MCA Records in America in the early 70s when our album of Jesus Christ Superstar and his album, Elton John, were both simultaneously debut hits in America on the MCA label. Well, it wasn't actually the MCA label, it was the MCA company. We were on Decca and Elton was on Uni, but they were both MCA companies. And because we were both being launched at almost exactly the same time, we ran across each other in the very early days. So we had that connection. Many, many moons later, in 1992, I was signed up by Disney to work on one or two of their animated films. At the time, I didn't know what the animated film would be, but I was soon getting going with something called King of the Jungle, which was all about a lion and his evil uncle. And I don't know why it was called King of the Jungle, because there wasn't a jungle in the story. And of course, it eventually became The Lion King. And the producers at Disney asked me, who would I like to write the music? And I didn't know at the time what the songs are going to be about or how many songs there would be, but I said, pretty sharpish, Elton John. And I thought they won't get him, but they got him. I got a call from Elton, phone call at home about a week after I'd suggested him. And he said, what is all this King of the Jungle thing? And I explained, I said, well, it's an animated film. It's kind of like Hamlet with fur, and it's going to be a great cartoon, but I don't know much more. And he said, well, I'll think about it. And then a couple of days later, his manager rang back and said, we're on board, which was very exciting. And the great thing about working with Elton for me, apart from the fact that he's pretty good, was the fact that I was going to work with somebody who wanted the words first. One of the first things I said to Elton after knowing he was going to do the project was, have you got any tunes lying around which you think are great, but you haven't yet found a home for? Because in my experience, nearly all composers, understandably, have a lot of tunes they've written which haven't yet found somewhere to be used. But Elton said, nope, I haven't got any good tunes lying around. And I said, well, have you got any bad tunes lying around? Because I thought even a bad tune by Elton was probably better than most good tunes by anybody else. He said, no, I never write anything until I have a lyric. And that was quite surprising to me. I knew that Bernie on the whole wrote the lyrics first, but I didn't know that all those wonderful songs, those great standards he's written over the years and the rockers, every single one, the words came first. So I had to sit down and do the words. And gradually I came up with some lyrics and there were many, many changes over the 2 or 3 years we were working on the project. And we were very fortunate. The songs became very successful. And I think, if I may be immodest, they were an important part of the success of the ultimate hit, The Lion King. And that in turn led to a show. And I'll talk about The Lion King and all the various aspects of it in a future podcast, if there are any future podcasts. But what I wanted to talk about this time, just because you've heard the Circle of Life, and you've heard Can You Feel the Love Tonight and Hakuna Matata quite a lot. So I thought it'd be quite fun to play one or two songs that you might not know, which I rather like. Because after our success with the animated feature, The Lion King, we were asked to do another animated feature, which is the posh way of saying cartoon, but by DreamWorks, which was a company set up by Steven Spielberg and Jeffrey Katzenberg. And Jeffrey had been involved very much with The Lion King at Disney, but now he was with DreamWorks. And they had this idea for a film called The Road to El Dorado. And it had Kevin Kline and Kenneth Branagh as the two main voices. And it was all about two Spanish adventurers in the time of Cortez. They were slightly wide boys. And they venture to the New World in an attempt to find El Dorado, the city of gold, motivated almost entirely by greed. And I wanted to play you a song from the soundtrack called It's Tough to Be a God, because two reasons. One, I like the song, and it's quite a crucial song in the show or in the film, because the two lads are mistaken by the locals, and we assume we're sort of in Mexico in Cortez times. The two lads are mistaken for gods, and they have to play along with this, otherwise they might get murdered or done in. And also, they're still after the gold. But the song It's Tough to Be a God was when they had doubts about this, and the Kevin Kline character was getting a bit worried about, can we live up to being gods? It's not that easy. But the other reason I like this song, or was I'm very pleased with what happened to this song, was that it was a duet for the record between Elton and the great Randy Newman. Now, Randy Newman is a wonderful songwriter, as I'm sure you will agree. And the fact that he actually was quite happy to sing one of my lyrics was one of the most complimentary things I've ever had in my entire career. So here are Elton John and Randy Newman singing From the Road to El Dorado, It's Tough to Be a God.
I'm qualified to come across all sanctified. I just don't cut it with the cherubim. The town's already on its knees. Being worshipped is a breeze. I barely know the words to any hymn.
Listen, if we don't comply with the locals' wishes, I see us being sacrificed or stuck. Let's be gods, the perks are great. El Dorado on a plate. Local feelings should not be rebuffed.
It's tough to be a god. Tread where mortals have not tried. Be deified when really you're a sham.
Be an object of devotion, be the subject of songs. It's a terrifying notion, all those prayers and those salams. And a normal man would bridle if he's forced to be an idol. And a normal man's exactly what I am.
All the same, it's pretty clear, the scoundrels don't keep much up here. They must have zillions under lock and key. But gods can force them to unleash enough to make us a nouveau riche beyond our wildest dreams. So follow me.
Can't you see I won't relax if religious maniacs tell me I'm all powerful and sublime? How can I be their belief when I'm lying through my teeth? Why don't we just say some other time?
It's tough to be a god, but if you get the people's nod, count your blessings, keep them sweet, is my advice.
Be nirvana, be salvation, be all things to all men. Butter up your congregation every Sunday, store a ten. The alternative is dire, simplifying pantophile. So sign on to new gods for paradise.
Paradise, paradise.
That was It's Tough to Be a God, and that's from the DreamWorks movie Road to El Dorado, and the singers there were Elton John and Randy Newman, and Elton John wrote the music and I wrote the words. I'd like to close by playing one more song from The Road to El Dorado, and this was a song that was put out as a single, and it did okay in America. It certainly got into the top 40, and dear old Ken Bruce has played it a few times in England, but I don't think it was officially released here. I'm not sure. But it is one of my favorite songs from what is actually, I think, quite a good score. And if you can find the album anywhere, or download it, obviously, these days, stream it, there are one or two quite good songs on it, including a duet with Don Henley and Timothy B. Schmidt of the Eagles, singing one of the songs with Elton, and this one. This is called Someday Out of the Blue, and it's just a nice love song, and I'm not quite sure what it has to do with the story of The Road to El Dorado, but I do like this song very much.
Someday out the blue, in a crowded street or a deserted square, I'll turn and I'll see you as if our love were new. Someday we can start again, someday soon. Here comes the night, here come the memories, lost in your arms, down in the foreign field, not so long ago. Seems like eternity, the sweet afternoons still capture me. Someday out of the blue, in a crowded street or a deserted square, I'll turn and I'll see you as if our love were new. Someday we can start again, someday soon. I still believe, I still put faith in us. We had it all and watched it slip away. Where are we now? Not where we want to be. Those hot afternoons still follow me. Someday out of the blue, maybe years from now or tomorrow night, I'll turn and I'll see you as if we always knew. Someday we would live again, someday soon. I still believe, I still put faith in us. I still believe, I still put faith in us. Here comes the night, here come the memories, lost in your arms, down in the foreign fields, not so long ago. Seems like eternity, the sweet afternoons still capture me.
Someday we can start again someday.
Thank you very much for listening to my third podcast, which featured the music of Elton John. And I hope you will come back for episode 4. I'm not quite sure what that's going to be about at the moment. This was Get Onto My Cloud, written and presented by Tim Rice, produced by Peter Hobbs.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Outsiders, Essie Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com.